Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny skies the next few days with highs around 80. Lows will dip to the 60s and 70s. Let's get things started with the cost of living. Surging housing prices have caused Miami area residents to become the most burdened by rent in the nation. Realtor.com says home rents in the Miami metro area have climbed more than 55% year-over-year as of February. That's the biggest annual spike for any U.S. city. With the latest federal data of median household income, Miami now ranks as the least affordable region in the country. The typical tenant pays 59.5% of monthly household income to make the rent. The Federal Housing Department considers affordable rent to cost 30% of household income, and anything more to be unaffordable. Realtor.com says that sharply increasing prices in Miami are partially due to more luxury rental properties listed in February 2022. But even without that luxury rental housing, Miami is still among the top cities with least affordable rental properties. In food news, Aventura is getting its own taste of something sweet. The international hit Sugar Factory has just opened another restaurant in the area, this one at the Aventura Mall. It comes a week after Sugar Factory opened at Bayside Marketplace in downtown Miami. Sugar Factory is known for its Instagrammable desserts and smoking cocktails curated by celebrities. The Aventura restaurant is a bit different than its Bayside cousin. It's bigger, and there's an indoor dining room that seats 100. There's also a 20-seat bar plus seating for 50 outside on the patio. A private pretty in pink dining room can handle 24 guests. For more on where to eat around town, go to Miami.com. In Miami Beach, if city voters approve, two development projects would convert 3 parking lots off Lincoln Road into apartments plus office and retail space. Miami Beach voters will decide in either August or November whether the city should enter into public-private partnerships with 2 development teams. Developers are proposing 2 buildings with 43 apartments, 187,000 square feet of office space, 33,000 square feet of retail, and 715 parking spaces. The buildings would rise up to 80 feet. In South Miami-Dade, voters in Cutler Bay have approved a $37 million proposal for a 16-acre park and town center that would provide the suburb a civic heart and soul for the first time in its 17-year history. The vote means the town can borrow the money to convert a long vacant plot of former farmland on Old Cutler Road in the middle of the town into a park and municipal complex. About 3 acres would be set aside for a new town hall, police station, and community center. And finally, in tech news, a bunch of tech events are about to descend on the area in April for what has become Miami Tech Month. The events are headlined by the annual Emerge Americas Conference. It features a massive Miami Tech hiring fair. The month is sponsored by blockchain technology group Algorand. Miami Tech Week promises conferences, community events, parties, and happy hours. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.